Let me tell you about a fantasy. Another fantasy that I have, because I have many. It involves a night where we're not busy. So maybe a Saturday, because I feel well rested on Saturdays. So it's a Saturday night, and I know you and I are going to get messy. Very, very messy in the bedroom. So I already decided weeks ago to buy a very pretty night dress. And I feel like a dress that I usually don't wear, but I kind of want to surprise you, is silk. Why? Silk is very hard to wear. Either you wear it very tight or very loose. But if you wear it very loose and it's in the wrong proportions, it can be a little bit off-putting. So I decided to get a red silk dress that is very tight, so you can see everything. Every single curve of me. And what I'm looking forward to is to see your reaction when you see me in that dress. Because you were probably expecting velvet or pink or something with lace, a two-piece. But this is a one-piece. I have decided to go with a more vampy look. And so my eyes have a red shimmery eyeshadow. My lips are glossy because I really do like gloss actually. A very glossy red finished lip. And I have my pin straight black hair. So the day comes, I invite you over. And the reaction on your face is what makes me very, very excited. But I'm not going to let you have me that easily. I am going to have you the way I want to have you. My way. So what I first do is I tell you to have some fun with yourself. Just you on the couch and your hands wherever they want to be on your own body. And I just stare. And then I would tease you a bit. Maybe I would grab one of my melon. Or maybe I would just slide my hand down my stomach. Or maybe I'll slowly open my legs. And maybe you'll catch a glimpse that I'm not wearing any underwear. And then, once you're the way I want you to be, I'll tell you to stop. Just like people want their steak medium rare or well done, well, I want you hard. Afterwards, we move to the favorite room of ours. Clearly, you know what I'm talking about. The bedroom. And I tell you to lean yourself against my stomach so you can see how large you are when I take all of you. Every single bit of you. It's like when a girl takes a ruler or a measuring tape and places it on their stomach. Measuring tape would be better, actually. And they go up from 0 inch to 6 inch to 8 inch. And whoever is looking relates and says, "Wow, that would be me." And now that I know that you are very desperate, I want you in. And don't think that you have the upper hand. It's really me, because I already made you lose your mind. And since you're at that stage, you don't know what you're capable of doing. So I let you lose control. Because you might do something you regret. But because I see you very vulnerable, I like that situation so much more. very much. And then when you are ravishing, losing your mind in simple in and out thrusts, you know what happens next. It's like a volcano ready to explode. And I tell you, you're not going to erupt your magma in my crater. You need to do it on the surface, my surface, on my face. But because you know me so well, you know how I like it. I don't like it when you just shove yourself in my small mouth. I like it when you use yourself as a spoon, specifically a stirring spoon. Do you know when you stir or mix something, you don't put the whole spoon in. You just put the spoon, the curvy part, right? The handle doesn't go in, just the spoon. Same thing with a straw. And just like a mixing spoon, I want you to mix that spoon part around my lips, just smearing all bits of you. And then slowly, and using my tongue, just to keep it very nice and wet. And now you lost yourself. You're ready to put all of it in. So you do. You grab on my jugs very firmly and let me taste every part of you. And I'm tearing up because it's too much. But you know I like it. But you're crazy seeing my reaction too. And eventually, you let go of all yourself inside. Because I love the taste. I really do love the taste. It's sweet. Just like you. And you know very well, we're not done. I always have room for dessert. Always.